so I wouldn't see him for years at a time.
Right.
And my mind would always like, man, I should go break him out of jail. So now every time I hear this song, it just brings my memories back to my uncle. All the special moments and all the blessings that we had together, it was just something that really helps me through my life, all those beautiful memories. And I believe that happens with everyone. Everybody has those special songs that just brings us back into reflection and reliving and getting those special shots of dopamine and DMT and things that elevate us to a better state of mind. Yeah, so.
It's a really amazing how powerful music is, and then the relationships, and also you were talking about the relationships, and yeah, it's just something. Takes you back to the time.
Yeah, I always remember your music of Janis Joplin and
Well, and it's funny because really, like many households, it was like be obedient and blah blah blah, and not have these feelings and all this, and listening to Janis Joplin and being able to scream because I was just singing her song, I had an excuse for screaming, right? Because it was the song. But it was really discharging emotions that weren't really kind of considered okay in the family. And it's, everybody did the best they can. It's like, oh, that's a negative feeling. But it's like it festers, as you were saying earlier. Things can fester inside, and just that release through the song was very powerful.
And a lot of times too, it kind of like opens us up to like just moving around, dancing.
Oh, it's so good.
And just being in our own little world of happiness and excitement.
That's
And
true too.
yeah, and it comes from all different, for me anyway, all different genres. I was speaking to one person and I was telling them, like, I used to listen to a lot of like death metal, and it was very powerful, and at the same time, it would relax me just from all the, high stress that I was going through, all the just the danger, I guess, and being on high levels of alertness, and it drains you. And I found that this black metal and death metal really relaxed me, especially when I was feeling that way. And then as I started to become more and more relaxed and connected with humanity and other people and interactions, I didn't need it as much because it started to, work better. And I would start getting tired. So I had to like find other stuff that wouldn't put me to sleep. So and then it brought me to all types of different genres of music, and I think it's a healthy thing to like reach out into other areas and grow as a person. All this music and different subjects that we can get into, it expands our brain and it helps us all grow. And as humanity, that's where we should be developing into a better positive place. And we can all do it, but we can all do it together. And as we recognize and recognize the gifts and talents of each other, those around us, and like even parts of different parts of the world,
mm-hmm.
where there's their connections to their own environments, they produce special gifts. And yeah, it's just something that I've been reflecting on, especially with all the turmoil going on in the Middle East, in Ukraine and Russia, and even here with all these tariffs and stuff that overload us all if we think too much of it.
Right.
And something that we can do to balance it all out and
mm-hmm.
and to grow and you know, mature in our brains and reflect and use the positive energy to help one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so I guess we better carry on. It's always great to get into some of our subjects and and explore.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm looking forward to hearing what some of our other guests have to share with us too.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, we'll be carrying on, and we'll be right back.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
All right, we're back. So coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Shkwait Shekhlech. And before that, we're going to play some of his music that he picked for us. And this is from the Monkees, and it's a remix, and it's their song called Daydream Believer. So this is a throwback. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
I could hide neath the wings of a bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm never rings. But six rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Shaven razor's cold and it stings.
We're bringing it on, yeah, we're bringing it on, yeah. We're bringing it on, yeah, we're bringing it on, yeah.
Well, I could hide beneath the wings of a bluebird as he sings. 6 o'clock alarm never rings. But six rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Shaven razor's gold and it stings.
One, two, three, four.
Tear-up sleepy jean. What can it be? To a daydream believer and a homecoming queen.
Here we go.
Tear up sleepy jean. What can it be?
love never ends. But six rings and our eyes wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaven razor's gold and it stings.
Was a real throwback song, remix of the Monkees song Daydream Believer. And for people out there that don't know Shkwait Shakhlakh, he's my brother. He's on the line with us. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the forest fires of a few years ago, and also the floods of a few years ago. So a real big inspiration to many people, including myself. And I'm so proud of him, and it's always an honor and a blessing to have him come to our program and share with us. And how are you doing, Shkwaisht?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Weather's doing all right today.
Oh, yes.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to hear your music and just get that dancing spirit and uplifting positivity and energy. And we have our subject today, and it's on character. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Character. when I think about it, most times our character is developed when we're going through hard times. Sad to say. We do get character building from good times, but mainly it comes from the hard times, the character is, our moral compass, our beliefs, that's what, helps develop our personality. There's a difference between them, but they go hand in hand. So I find, when you're wanting to nurture your character, I figure, you have to surround yourself with like-minded people, be it spiritually or physically or mentally, you can't expect to be a very good person if you're hanging out with the mafioso. So that's giving yourself bad character. Contributing towards bad personality traits if you surround yourself with such. Whereas if you surround yourself, with good, decent people, at least you'll be good, decent. And I find that, all these things that have happened to me helped develop my personal traits, for sympathy and empathy. I figure before all this happened to me, I had no care in the world about what was going on in anybody else's life. It was all me. And all these traumas that were sent my way helped me develop a better humane character, more sympathetic, empathetic, you know, caring. What I find that helps with our moral compass is, you know, don't always watch the bad guy shows. You know, try to emulate them or, you know, think like them. You know, watch shows that have good people, you know, that are out to help others. You know, fill your head full of, good knowledge. Books of high value knowledge that I figure helps develop character. That's my thoughts on character.
Very, very deep and wise. I like how you were able to reflect on yourself in what all you've gone through with all your traumas and all the things that helped you develop a very positive outlook towards other people. And I believe that's a great way to look at it and accept some of these traumas and difficulties as something that can, you know, help us to understand and know what other people are going through and have gone through. And it's just a really great way to reflect upon and know that these traumas and tribulations that we go through, they can help us, and they do create something positive that can help us through the next lineup of traumas and tribulations, kind of giving us strength and also a way of helping other people that have gone through similar things, or if not worse. It's always just such a blessing that I'm able to share some of the stuff that you've gone through, and it really helps people, and they're like, man, your brother's so strong, so tough, and very inspirational. And it's something that, you know, I get to share, and know that it's bringing something positive to people, in something that, you know, they can have that hope of, oh yeah, I can fight through Guillain-Barré syndrome, I can fight through stage 4 cancer, I can fight the tragedies of fires and flooding, and survive and thrive and be a blessing to people around. And it's just a really blessing and an honor to have you come on our program, share some of the stuff that's in your brain that helped you get through all the life, and all the wonderful music that you pick. It's so uplifting and inspiring in itself, and just an awesome thing to inject into our week.
This week's song, Daydream Believer. That's what we, you know, really are when we're going through these traumatic events. You know, we're daydreaming of a better day. So it's good to be a daydream believer. And act on it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you, and we're going to have to carry on with our program, and
okay, I thank you guys there at the station for all your well wishes, thoughts, love, and those listening here and abroad who are sending all their well wishes, love, and thoughts and prayers, and send it all back to you guys 1,000-fold.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All
Okay.
Okay. Well, bye for now. Have a great week and weekend, and can't wait to hear from you again soon.
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkin, BC. And coming up next, we're going to listen to some music from a band from Germany. I really love their music. This is Samsara Blues Experiment. And this is their song called End of Forever. We're going to dedicate this to Carl and also Vivian, our interns from Germany. We just met Carl today again after 5 years. And so this is Samsara Blues Experiment, End of Forever. Enjoy, everybody. just gonna let this play in the background. Very soothing music. As it puts our brains back together, kinda.
like the old computers.
Yeah, there's all sorts of just beautiful music from all over the world.
Yeah, and then so many variations, right?
Yeah, I know. I was just enjoying it. But I was also enjoying our discussion about music and just all the special gifts that we can explore amongst ourselves and all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess more or less sharpen each other's minds and brains.
True that.
As we all travel in our own journeys of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to give a big shout out to Jeff Scott. I liked what you sent me about his
the funding from
Tell us how it's been cut and he does such a great job in the community and we wish and hope that he does get it all back and gets to continue the great contribution he does to the community. So we send out some good positive thoughts to Tri-City Community TV, Jeff Scott, all the volunteers there, and all the great stuff that he does, just informing people, even politically, about all the elections, all that kind of stuff, all the great artists.
And, yeah, for sure. And that whole of inviting all the different candidates so that they have the opportunity, should they choose it, to be able to share what they think they can do to if they were elected and that. So he's very sort of well-rounded in terms of bringing everybody in.
Yeah.
If they say yes, they don't have to say yes, of course. But.
Well, yeah. We thank everybody for listening. Tune in again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah. And thank you, Celia, for joining us. And
always a pleasure.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Here's some Ben Woods.